We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
Ugh, elevators.
What's the problem with elevators?
Yeah.
Ugh. What?
Okay, this building giving me anxiety.
Oh my God! How long did you wait?
So, okay, no.
Oh, okay. Totally different elevator issues.
Totally different elevator issue. Walked in yesterday. There was a lady standing with me. Elevator came down. I start to walk on there and she goes, oh, I'm not getting on that one. I was like, okay, what do you mean? And she was like, oh, well, that elevator broke down. We had a coworker in there for over an hour. We had to call the fire department. I'm pretty sure they didn't fix it. And I'm like, okay, I'll wait for the next one too. Then
hold up real quick. Was that why all the fire trucks were here
so.
The other day?
Yeah, because we have an elevator on the top floor.
Yes.
That's just been chilling open since
yesterday.
Since Friday.
Oh.
Because when I tried to leave the other day, there was two fire trucks and just everybody just, you know, when there's not a fire, they're just all kind of milling, but no one will tell you what's what. And you're not owed the information, but it'd be nice to know because it's like, if this is a fire, shouldn't we get our... Because, like, T-Hack's still up here. Aaron's still up here. I'm like, do I need to get the people out? I don't want them dead.
Do I need to save Aaron?
Right? Wait.
And not Tyler?
No. I'd save you both. Okay, sorry. Keep going.
Well, that's what I was going to say next is then I was leaving yesterday and I noticed the elevator that's just stuck on our floor. It's just sketchy. I don't like it. I don't like them. And then I got in the elevator today not thinking the one that the lady said she got stuck in.
You were on that one.
I was on that one by myself. And I had to pee and I started to panic. And I was like, what did I? I'm like, okay, I have this LaCroix can, so I could use that. But then I'd have to chug it, which would have to make me pee again. I went through the whole scenario of me getting locked in the elevator from here to the 11th floor and had a full panic attack.
Can girls pee in?
It would be a challenge.
Yeah.
It'd get everywhere.
I think you could pee in the LaCroix can and not even notice a difference in taste.
Wow, that is offensive.
I do not disagree with that statement. Have you been on, has anybody been on the elevator that makes the sound as it goes up? Like,
yes,
like there's something
terrifying.
Scraping on the side. Like, what is that? Because I'm just imagining it's like the cable and it has some frayed, you know what I'm saying? It's like frayed enough that occasionally it's like, it scrapes. It's like the freight one, I think, is the one that makes the most noise.
I see that.
Have you been on the one that will occasionally, like, as you're going up, it'll drop like 2 feet? And
yes. Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't track the correct number of the floor.
At all.
Yeah.
And it's like, roll out six. No, yep. I mean four. Yep. And you're like, wah.
Yeah.
What? We're all going to die.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We're all going to have amazing butts because we've got to climb the stairs.
So you got to stand around for, what am I waiting? There's no one in the building.
It was easily 10, 15 minutes when I got here today.
Wait, well, really? You hear him whirring.
And I'm just like, I'm not taking the stairs. And then it finally showed up and I get up here and the one is open. So I'm like, okay, so 25% of the elevators are out. But the parking lot looks like Chernobyl, man. Nobody's here. Why wouldn't there be?
Yeah, stop leaving them all.
At all times, there should be one elevator just sitting on the bottom floor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amber's right. It is bad because I've been leaving before and seen the one elevator. So there's only four elevators. One is open and out of commission. The other one is haunted or whatever it is.
Yes.
So we're down to only two potentially good ones. And before I leave, I always feel like I need to go to the bathroom first, just in case.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Did you get caught in the elevator?
Yeah.
Today changed my thinking. I will not get on that elevator without using the laboratory on the first floor.
And you'll probably have a couple of power bars to munch on.
Yes, that was the other thing. I'm like, I always have a water, like my reusable water bottle and like a snack with me. I have nothing. I've got nothing today.
We would have rappelled down to you with like some protein bars. And...
I have been stuck in an elevator for about an hour.
No, with other people?
Yeah, it was full. We definitely went over the weight capacity.
That's what stopped it?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
God.
Firefighters had to come and we had to like crawl out of a foot because it just like it went
no
up a little
chance.
Bit and then got stuck.
No chance I crawl through that. That is 100% my fear is like you're halfway in and halfway out and you get chopped in half.
You're right, because it drops.
If I hold the elevator door, I either get all the way in and I only put like three toes in the door. So if it falls, I'm just losing my foot.
I actually learned that from you. I do that too.
Or you put a hand in.
Don't do the hand. Because leg prosthetics are cheaper than arm prosthetics.
Look at you.
Pro tip.
Nicely done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've now learned to stand on the outside and put my toe in. Because I'm like, if it falls, then the only thing that survived would be my toes.
Right.
They would be sitting here on 11, and I would be
They're
dead.
The cutest.
Like, Tia could come around the corner. Oh, look.
Aaron, did you guys designate, like, a pee corner or a
We couldn't
poop
even
corner?
Get... No. It was so packed that we could not move.
So you're all sweaty and stinky.
Was anyone in good... Like, were you in good spirits joking around,
all,
or were you terrified?
No, we were all joking around. It was a field trip. We were in high school.
Oh, okay. That makes more
so
sense.
So we were just excited to be missing class.
Right. As adults, it becomes more real and terrifying.
Yeah, for sure. I think I would make it fun at the beginning and get us singing songs and stuff, but we'd be about two songs in and the gravity would hit us.
Yeah.
Not actual gravity.
Well, you see in movies, you know, the top of the car usually has a door.
A hatch.
So that's what ours have none of that. They're like sealed tight. So you're not getting out.
Yeah,
that
you're in there unless you're Houdini. I don't think you're getting out.
Yeah.
Did the lights stay on when you were trapped?
Yep.
Okay.
Did you use the phone? Did you like grab the phone that's in the elevator car? And
I don't remember if we did or if we just used our cell phones.
I bet you that phone in ours doesn't work.
No way it works. There's literally no chance it's hooked up to anything.
It probably calls the other stuck elevator.
Yeah, like, hey, what floor are you on? We're peeing out the left side over here.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.